Talk Live, 855-453. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. You can call in and talk about whatever you want. It's, you know, that's what we do here on Free Talk Live. It's an interactive show. We have an interactive website. You can go to freetalklive.com, and you can upload blog posts or stories or whatever you'd like. People will vote it up, vote it down. You can do the same. It's quite the online community there. It's freetalklive.com. It's Mark.
And Stephanie.
So, Stephanie, I've been... we read a news story here on the air a couple of days ago. I can't remember. Maybe it was the Friday show. Maybe it was the Thursday show, something like that. And it was, you know, one gets jaded when one does 21 hours a week of talk radio talking about news stories where we attempt to hold the government responsible for its actions, whether they're inefficient, immoral, whatever they might be. And, you know, you see it come, you see it go. In some cases, you even have a certain amount of joy when you see a story that you know that is going to be particularly good on air. And it's, you know, not a particularly pretty way to look at somebody else's misfortunes, but, you know, when the government does something bad, it's amazing. You can, you're like, oh, well, that's going to be something to talk about on the air. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah.
This story left me angry to the point that for the last two or three days, however long it's been, I've just been completely on edge and really upset. And I, you know, this doesn't happen to me too often. And I'm trying to come to terms with, you know, why and what it means to me. And, you know, there have been stories that's happened. And usually they create some kind of turning point in my life where I look at things a little differently.
Can you give an example of the last time that happened?
For instance, the one that comes to mind is the Kelo versus New London case.
Ah, yes.
The United States Supreme Court ruled, and maybe this was 2005.
Yep, that sounds about right.
That the town of New London, contrary to the Constitution, could take, you know, could take people's property for the public good. And the public good was, however, of course, New London, Connecticut would define that, whereas the Constitution says for public use.
Right.
It's very clear. Public use means the public gets to use it. It doesn't matter whether or not the politicians consider it good or bad.
And in this case, it was giving the land to Pfizer,
Pfizer. It was destroying a neighborhood which had been around for more than 100 years. In some cases, some you know, people had lived and died, you know, were you know, lived and retired in these homes, born and retired in these same homes.
Those were the holdouts, the ones that had been born in the houses and had had them for hundreds of years. And they did end up coming with bulldozers and clearing the land and giving it to Pfizer. But the ironic thing is that story turned out to be, in the end, that Pfizer never even built those things because of the economy and downturns.
Right. So they bulldozed these people's houses for nothing. And I suppose it is ironic, but what that said to me is the Supreme Court really has no... They just don't care about the Constitution. I mean, it's meaningless to them. And, you know, whatever hope I had for the courts, I guess, at that point, kind of was, you know, really twisted and dashed.
Yep.
I don't believe the courts are a you know good way to solve whatever inefficiencies there are in America. And you know, I think that they can be. There are certainly some good rulings out there. I tend to like the judicial system more than I like, say, the executive branch and the legislative branch. But it really, you know, it showed me that these people aren't gods and they aren't going to do the right thing. And they're, you know, they don't look at the thing. They don't look at the Constitution the way I look at it. That's for sure.
So that was a major turning point in your the way that you thought about government, right?
Sure.
Okay.
And this story here, this one's from McClatchy News. This is from WikiLeaks, the most recent WikiLeaks here. Iraqi children in a U.S. raid are shot in the head, according to the U.N. And it has a picture here of several kids all snuggled up in blankets, and they're a little blue. The reason they're blue is because apparently United States military members shot them in the head after handcuffing them. I can see the wrist of this one little girl, and it is red and irritated.
Yeah.
If somebody thought that handcuffing or I think probably you use those zip ties.
Yeah.
Zip tying a four or five-year-old, which is what this girl appears to be, and shooting them in the head was a good idea. I mean, clearly this wasn't one guy did this. This was a firefight.
It's a concerted effort.
And then these guys go into this home where apparently all the bad guys had left, and they just killed the family
that
was there. including the, you know, I mean, you can say what you want about five-year-olds, including the five-month-old who could not have crawled a hand grenade at these people.
And the grandmother.
And the grandmother, a woman in her 70s. So you've got five children under the age of five, a woman in her 70s. The rest were women, and two were men out of these 11 people. And, you know, the idea that you take somebody who's in cuffs and shoot them in the head, to me, if it was all big, rough, tough terrorists, I would still call it wrong.
Yeah.
It was wrong for the United States SEAL team to shoot Osama bin Laden in the head, execute him on his knees in front of his family. At least that's what his family says.
Yeah.
It was, and it's wrong for this to happen too. But, you know, just because it's the children, I'm so upset by this. I'm so upset that this war can take what I would assume would be normal American kids and turn them into the kind of people that would shoot 5-year-olds in the head while they're handcuffed.
And babies.
And yeah. babies. I mean, you know, I don't see how one can distinguish between a 5-year-old and a baby. Maybe, yeah. I don't know. But
yeah, it's pretty hard to imagine a 5-year-old having any kind of political ideology at all, right?
And to me, it's absolutely sickening, the idea that we're there to liberate these people, and then they don't do it. And then there are actually people that called in to defend these things, you know, like war's hell and all that stuff.
I heard those, and, you know, oh my goodness, I don't know what I would have done if I were there, and I had heard these people calling in. And they were just so dispassionate and so disconnected from the atrocity.
Calm down, was what I was being told. And,
yeah.
You know,
I don't. I think they're wrong. I don't think that you should calm down. I mean, maybe there's something to be said for presenting the message in a way that's accessible, that people enjoy hearing. But how could you possibly take a message like this, where it's so unpleasant by nature, it's so egregious, it's so atrocious, it's a travesty, and not be passionate or emotional about it. I don't understand how that's possible. And if you are disconnected, if you have so effectively disconnected yourself from hearing a message like that and empathizing with the people who have been hurt and the people who continue to be hurt all the time because the U.S. is all over the Middle East in these pointless wars, if you are not empathizing with those people, I really think that there's something wrong with that picture.
It speaks to the team mentality thing, right? Like, I mean, you really have to love your team, which is
people as not human beings.
That's what you have to think.
Yeah.
You have to assume that the camel jockey sand dwellers or whatever disparaging term one wishes to use for people that love their kids and that live their lives the best way they know how and are just like us in so many ways. Yeah. You have to really twist your mind around to not know that. Also, it takes a great deal of ignorance because you have to really have not traveled the world and talked to people and really, gotten into a level where you're really communicating with people that are a little different than you are. And have a sort of a curiosity about the world as it expands. You know, it's an insular attitude where we're better than they are.
Yeah.
And they are dumb, they are bad, they are whatever.
Just the idea, the very idea of thinking of people that are born on one arbitrary landmass as somehow fundamentally different because of their skin color or their culture or their religion or whatever. Mm-hmm. That idea
They're Stone Age. They've been fighting like this since, you know, for a millennium and that kind of thing.
That idea and that attitude is what allows war to be possible and all of the atrocities that accompany war. Rape, murder, theft, destruction of property, stealing from everyone to pay for it, and the wanton killing, the just disgust. I mean, I have a hard time talking about it myself because it's just, I empathize so much with the people who it's affecting. And it's not just affecting people over in the Middle East, it's affecting people here, Mark. You know, you said just learning about this was hard on your emotional health, and of course we're all forced to pay for it.
Really tough
even
for me.
If we disagree.
And I guess what my question is, you know, today, I have several questions, but one of those questions is, am I an America hater? Because I really hate that this is being done in my name, but the military and the politicians that control the military are so much what America is in so many people's minds. How can I support the troops when I see stories like this? And you know, please call in, help me, tell me what you think, tell me whatever. Yeah, tell me your thoughts on this. 855-450-3733.
I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The Ruger LC9. Compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP. Features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility three-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Hey everybody, Jason Lewis here once again. These are hard times for investors. If you're like me, you just don't know where to put your money because there's a downside to every possible scenario. Now look, every portfolio needs a hedge for inflation. Gold has been the classic. I want to be honest with you, commodities fluctuate, so you could lose money. Gold goes up and down, but every stable portfolio usually has an inflation hedge, and gold is, well, the gold standard. Washington is not going to get us out of this recovery. So you've got to protect yourself. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but it's lost a lot of its value since then. Call Midas Resources today, 1-800-686-2237 for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338, utopiasilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. 855-453. This is the SACL toll-free call-in line here on Free Talk Live's Live Sunday edition. It's Mark with you.
And Stephanie.
Go check out freetalklive.com. We have all kinds of, you know, it's one of the biggest websites of any talk radio show in America. And we have all kinds of services for the listeners that, you know, it might be a little more difficult to find on your average talk radio website. Check out listen.freetalklive.com. We have all kinds of different ways that you can listen to the show. including the great radio stations that we're on, more than 100 of them, plus the live streams that we have on the website. There's a couple of satellite options, XM and free-to-air satellite, webcam at cam.freetalklive.com, listen lines, telephone numbers that you can call and listen anywhere in the world, as long as you pay the fees. It's listen.freetalklive.com. Are you looking for camping, hunting, or shooting gear? Man Venture Outpost carries knives, ammunition, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, and boating equipment. ManVentureOutpost.com. They're family-owned and members in good standing of the Better Business Bureau. Some prices are so low they can't even be mentioned on the air. You can get additional 5% off with coupon code FTL. Get it quick. Get it from ManVentureOutpost.com. It's a great website. Been over there recently myself and checking out knives. I'm going to make a decision here soon.
For processing the chickens, right?
For processing chickens. Yeah. And one has to have a good knife for that.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're still talking about this this issue of how does one react to stories that are outrageous?
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, for this is a segment for me.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, other people can give me, you know, certainly their feelings and, you know, what's best for them and things like that. But this is, I'm doing this this topic for me. Free Talk Live has in the past been difficult for me to do in some ways because, well, you know, we point out so many of the things in the world that are unjust, illogical,
mm-hmm.
inefficient, and it can come off as, well, we don't like anybody or anything. Because the show's a kind of classic. Because so many things in this world are done in fashions that are inefficient. You know, they're done because of voodoo, or you know, belief in you know, people in the sky, or mm-hmm. they're done for reasons
blind devotion to politicians.
The belief that that human beings can't possibly operate in a world where they are not coerced by a monopolistic organization that is based on, frankly, the king-serf relationship, or masters and servants, whatever you want to talk about,
mm-hmm.
the ideas that we can't operate in that way. So, you know, in the past, I've battled with situations where it's like, you know, I just, for my mental health's sake, I don't think I can do this show anymore.
Yeah.
And things have happened in my life where I've been, you know, I'm seeing the light at the end of the tunnel. Moving to the Free State Project, for one, was really, for me, a real step in the right direction. I can see steps towards liberty happening, advancements happening here, and you know, admittedly, they're not huge strides or anything like that. I think the Free State Project is a project of a lifetime, but at the very least, I can see things happening. I see things turning. I can see people getting active, and stuff happening, laws being passed, laws being stopped, which I think is the most important aspect of the Free State Project for me. The new laws that they're constantly rolling in are being curtailed to some extent. But, you know, with this story here where we're talking about from McClatchyDC.com, a situation where some U.S. soldiers in 2006, March 15th, 2006, in this city of Ashanti or something like that. I don't have it right here. I have to look down in the article. I've lost the city name. But
this is not the only war atrocity story that has come out because of WikiLeaks. I mean, one thing I think that we all need to kind of take a minute to think about is that, gosh, if Bradley Manning wasn't sitting in jail right now, if WikiLeaks didn't exist, if none of this information hadn't been put out there for the public to know about, this stuff might still be in the dark.
Right.
And what they're doing is shining a light on it, and it's really important to do things like what we do, Mark, and get this message out there so people can realize what's going on. And anger might be a natural process when they learn of...
I think it is, and I'm willing to forgive myself for that.
Yeah.
I don't think that I'm at my most persuasive and most convincing when I am just full of vitriol and spitting into the microphone and really upset.
Although
I think
some people might be persuaded by that.
There's
people who love to listen to that.
There's a lot of that in the world. There's a lot of talk radio where people are, you know, yelling and spitting into microphones.
Well, just look at the most popular talk radio shows. I mean, a lot of them
Rush
involve...
isn't so much... he is the most popular radio show in America, and he isn't so much that way anymore.
Yeah.
He may... I think I remember him being more angry, but now when I listen to him, he's much more conversational. He doesn't bring very many people on the air, but when he does, he gives them the opportunity to speak.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I think that this guy really does have his finger in the air. I think he's a genius when it comes to broadcasting. I don't agree with his politics in a lot of ways, but
sure.
He really knows how to broadcast, and so I, you know, when I listen to him, it's like I like his delivery in a lot of ways, but you know, Sean Hannity is a, you know, Democrats are stupid, right?
And if you agree with him, you're a great American.
And of course, Michael Savage is, you know, thinks autistic kids are bad or something.
I've only heard him a few times, and every time it was, well, male ducks don't have sex with each other, so we should just, you know, castigate these.
Really? Do male ducks not have sex with each other? Birds are pretty gay.
I think they do, actually. I mean, I think all animals have some homosexuality.
I don't know that all of them do, but I know that certainly some do. And, you know, that lots of birds do, in fact. So,
but that's beside the point.
It is beside that point.
Yeah.
But people do like some of that spitting vitriol. Some people do like some of that spitting vitriol. But I guess, questions that this brings up for me is, in so many ways, is, you know, WikiLeaks. People say WikiLeaks is bad. What if we had a situation where we had an informant and that informant got killed and such and such and so and so? Well, but I mean, there's hard, tangible proof that WikiLeaks has shown the American people and the people of the world some of the atrocities that have occurred. Now, mostly here in America, we get the American stuff, but there's all kinds of things that have been revealed about all kinds of despotic organizations.
Yeah.
And well, people need to know that information because the United States government isn't going to tell you. It had 5 years to get this information out about its troops that it didn't prosecute shooting these children, 5 years old and under, in the head while they were handcuffed.
Yeah.
And they chose not to give that information to the American people.
That's the thing. I mean, when people come down on WikiLeaks and say they're anarchists, they're getting people in trouble, they're going to endanger soldiers. Well, you know what? It's really up to the people who are perpetrating these wars to not commit all these atrocities, because they're going to come out. I mean, technology has advanced to the point where people will be able to know about it. It's just, if it happens, someone's going to find out.
Many people would say, but they won't say, but they will think in their heads, wars can't be fought without atrocities. We must fight wars, so therefore we must cover up the atrocities.
Well, there's some truth to that statement.
Wars can't be fought
without atrocities, because that's what happens.
In order to have wars,
one team, you know, so-called team, needs to think of the other team as subhuman, not human. And so because they're not human, we can do anything we want to them. We can treat them like things, dismembering bodies and raping women and everything.
Like food or animals or livestock, you know, that you hang up by its legs.
That's
and slaughter
necessary
it.
For anyone to be able to perpetrate a war and to live with themselves in any way.
Yeah.
Yeah. So realizing that is one of the first keys to stopping it, I think.
855-450-3733, Free Talk Live.
Energy, energy, and more energy. We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild chaga and birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chaga Max capsules to get the energy you need. You deserve it. Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
If you drive for a living, you don't get paid to stop or wait in line. Keep your wheels moving with PrePass. Bypass way stations. Fly by port of entry facilities. Stay moving at highway speed while the guy without PrePass waits in line. Save time, save money. Call 888-401-PASS to try PrePass free. That's 888-401-PASS.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget,
crossbreedholsters.com.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-453, that's the SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. It's Mark.
And Stephanie.
Check out freetalklive.com. There you can, we can see this cam. I actually just turned the darn thing on. It's cam.freetalklive.com. It's not like I keep any secrets from you or anything. I just forgot to turn it on. cam.freetalklive.com. And, you know, this is the show about your calls, so we're going to go right into them. Let's go to Kurt in New Hampshire. Kurt.
Good evening.
What's happening?
Oh, just I heard you talking about war, and I thought I'd put in 2 cents.
I'd love to hear it.
Well, there was a book put out not too long ago by Tom Woods, the Mises Institute,
okay.
We Who Say No to War.
Mm-hmm.
It was a compilation of articles and things from 1812 through to World War II of people who were saying, no war, stop war.
You know, there's an interesting, just before you go on, there was a movement prior to World War I that they believed that the anti-war movement was so powerful at that point that they thought war was over and that people weren't going to use that method to solve problems anymore. This was prior to World War I. And
if only.
I mean, you know, like I have no illusions that we're there, but can you imagine what it was like to just think that? Go on.
Well, I would love to believe it. But I keep seeing it, and that apparently the tragedies of war have been going on since the beginning. Did you ever see a movie called Breaker Morant?
No.
It's the movie that put Edward Woodward into the American scene, if you've ever heard of him. He did a TV show called The Equalizer later on.
I think I remember that, but getting me to guess right in the entertainment section of Trivial Pursuit is usually not going to. Sports and leisure and entertainment, not my strong suits.
Well, it's a great movie, and it's about a trial of people in the Boer War, soldiers who were accused of committing an atrocity.
Mm-hmm.
And the summation by the lawyer at the end that it's not abnormal people who do these things. It's normal people in really abnormal situations.
Yeah.
It gives me chills to even talk about it. It's a fabulous movie.
Well, we do know from Stanley Milgram's experiments that basically the majority of people will go along with anything a perceived authority figure says that even looks somewhat legitimate. So it's
yep.
kind of not surprising that people use the excuse of just following orders and all those kind of things.
Well, and you know, it's not just that, but I mean, when you're ordered to kill the enemy and the enemy looks like a certain thing, I mean, we're moving into a world where the United States wishes to use its military more as a policing organization than as a war fighting organization. You know, I think things were easier when you said, those are the bad people. They've got slanty eyes. Shoot them in the head. And
yeah, it's always easier when the enemy has a uniform on.
Yeah. And now that, you know, that's just not the case, then you have a much, you know, more difficult scenario. And I can totally see why some, you know, 20-year-old kid over there with an M16, you know, comes to the conclusion after he's seen his buddy get hurt or killed or whatever, in whatever situation, he comes to the conclusion that these people are bad. I mean, you could talk to people call in here and say things like that. Those Muslims are bad. Their religion is bad. There's nothing you can do to save them. They should be put in camps. They should be kicked out of the country. They should be bombed to glass. So if you've got normal folks in America who haven't even been in war coming up with that conclusion, then you can certainly have people come to that conclusion that are over there.
Oh, sure. Yeah. People in a bad situation are going to react badly. And unfortunately, these soldiers, these kids, are put into the position deliberately by people who order them to go and then sit there in their nice offices and count statistics.
Right, because war is old men talking and young men dying.
Yeah.
And that's what it's always been. And
young men dying before they really know what they're getting into in many cases.
Right, and nobody says that somebody who, you know, that nobody's asking 40-year-old men, 40-year-old men who've had a chance to think about this stuff to go fight.
But
they
really
want 20-year-old men who, you know, whose bodies are much better. They certainly don't want my body.
I'm not trying to disparage the decision-making abilities of 18- or 20-year-olds, but how could anyone of any age possibly be prepared for the realities that happen in war and all the death and destruction that they see on a daily basis?
I won't disparage their decision-making abilities, but I do believe that our minds are controlled by chemicals,
mm-hmm.
and that the mind of an 18-year-old male or 20-year-old male has a lot more testosterone flowing through it than the mind of a 40-year-old male.
My
way of thinking has changed throughout time, and I bet to some extent that's chemical.
The brain is still developing up to, like, age 25. I mean, the frontal lobe, which is responsible for decision-making, is still getting these things that insulate the neurons, you know, like the sheaths of the neurons.
Mm-hmm.
And so what that means is that people's judgment and decision-making really up until age 25 is still kind of developing. And I think that oftentimes when people are fed ideas when they're young, sometimes the most bad or the most dangerous or destructive ideas have to be fed to people when they're young if anyone is going to buy them, because otherwise no one will believe them. You know?
They've certainly
give
bought
me
this
the
war
boy
thing.
Till he's seven and I'll give you the man.
Right. Yeah. Whoever said that was smart but evil, probably.
It's attributed to the Jesuits.
I see.
Well, they don't have a good track record in the past, or at least the history is not particularly kind to the Jesuits. Kurt, thanks for the call. You got anything else for me?
Nope.
Thank you very much. Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. And, you know, I've been really struggling with this. I wonder to myself, you know, I know that people view us as America haters. And I don't view myself as an America hater. I view myself as a person who tries to look at things objectively. I think that the government of the United States of America has some advantages over other governments. I think that that it's better to live in the United States for a lot of reasons. Some of it is its government and the nation as has been left in by politicians previously, and the history of the nation to some extent. But I also think it's technology and wealth and a lot of other things. Some of that wealth, I really believe, is a legacy of a freer nation, economically speaking.
I think there's a good case for that.
And, you know, so I do, but should I love America for that? I mean, what I keep coming to for, as a conclusion is, what about a guy who beats his wife but brings home his paycheck every week? Yeah. Just because he brings home his paycheck doesn't make him a good dad. And there's nothing wrong with me trying to make this place better. I think that I have...
Love it or leave it is a truism. And, you know, it's one of those pithy little statements that people will pull out. But if you really think about it, it's not logically consistent or valid in any way.
Right.
Where are you supposed to go?
Well, right. For one, where are you supposed to go? But secondly, if I want to go and make a freer place, why should I leave the United States? And how successful am I going to be creating a freer place by, say, going to Papua New Guinea and convincing the New Guineans that I know what the best way that a government should be run? I mean, they're going to be like, get out of here, honky, and, you know, go back to where you came from. And so you're really stuck with two scenarios here, because people will say, like, for instance, I've moved to the Free State Project in order to create a better state where the protection of life, liberty, and property is the maximum role of government. They don't like that. Some of them, even the conservatives on whose side sometimes, you know, the support of libertarians fall, even when you're on their side, sometimes they don't like the idea that you moved here to change their state. And... You know, my response to that...
It's just an in-group, out-group mentality.
It is absolutely that. But check out the two different things you have to deal with. Go back home, and if you don't like it at home, leave. What kind of instructions are these?
Yeah, it's a false
also,
choice.
The statement I have for those people, if I ever get the opportunity to make those statements, and rarely do, this is the kind of thing that someone keeps to oneself, is, well, yeah, I'd be happy to move home. As soon as you go down to Florida and get all the New Hampshireite old people that have voted for all the big government stuff in my town out. You go get them out, and then I'll move home. Because, you know, I mean, they're not going to do that either. They can't do that. It's a stupid statement.
I have some ideas about how we can deal with this better when we get back.
855-450-3733. Got any ideas? Are you a cigarette smoker? I was too for many years. You know that crap's gonna kill you, right? There's a healthier option. 22,000 times healthier. Vaporsmiths.com. A pack-a-day smoker will save $120 a month, and it tastes better. No more ashtray mouth. No smell. No secondhand smoke. You could use it just about anywhere. Free shipping on orders over $60, and a free starter kit with the purchase of 40 cartomizers with coupon code FTL. Call 855-2-GET-VAPOR, or go to Vaporsmiths.com.
So what are you driving now? A Ford? A Honda? A Toyota? A few hours from now, it could be a car with OnStar. Introducing OnStar FMV, the new way to add OnStar to just about any car. All you have to do is head to your local Best Buy to see all it can do. Then Best Buy can install it for you. And suddenly, you're driving around in a car with the powerful protection of OnStar. Visit OnStar.com for availability, limitations, subscription details, and stores near you.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning, and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher-safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military wiring manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com, the Maine name in military supply.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein powder on the market. All other whey proteins are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is now the standard by which all other whey protein powders can be measured. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, 855-450-3733. It's the SACL toll-free call-in line here on Free Talk Live's live Sunday edition with Mark.
And Stephanie.
So, public choice. Why do politicians not cut spending? Using public choice economics, or the economics of politics, Professor Ben Powell shows how voters rationally ignore what politicians do. Ignore what politicians do. This leads to concentrated benefits and dispersed costs and favors recipients of government payments at the expense of taxpayers. This video lays it on down, people. You need to go see this one at learnliberty.org/FTL. That's learnliberty.org/FTL. Professor Ben Powell is actually a good friend of mine, or a friend of mine at the very least, if not a good friend of mine. Talk now and then. And he does a really great job with this, so please go take a look at this video. I think you'll really enjoy it. Share it with your friends and family. Put it on your Facebook. Share it around. These videos need to be spread around so that people get an idea of, well, why government doesn't work.
And, of course, you also had Anthony Davies on earlier this week from LearnLiberty.org.
We got his videos there, too. It's LearnLiberty.org/FTL. Go check it out, please, if you would. So, Stephanie, we are talking about my distress over the story of the Iraqi children that were killed in 2006 by U.S. troops. It's alleged, right? Like nobody's ever been convicted for it. I don't know how you can say anything with any kind of absolute certainty in this world.
Well, it came from WikiLeaks, yeah, and I'm not too familiar with exactly what the evidence is, but there have been a number of stories.
It looks like the United States government corroborated to some extent the UN report here. And
there was the killing.
The UN didn't release this either. So you've got two organizations that have monopoly privilege in their purviews that have decided, well, we're just not going to release this information.
No, of course. Well, why would they release it? I mean, they have no reason to.
Right. These kids were handcuffed.
They're not accountable
to
anyone.
I can see the picture. It's right there. The kids were handcuffed and shot in the head.
Yeah.
I could see them lying in their little blankets there, getting ready in the back of a pickup truck, being carted off to be buried at 5 years old, several at five, I think one at four, one at two, and one at 5 months.
God, that's so sad. I don't think
shocking.
I can look at it. I haven't wanted to. I mean, I didn't want to look at the pictures of the kill team where they were cutting off people's fingers as trophies to show that they got killed. I didn't watch the video of the shooting of the journalists. You know, I didn't.
Some people would say to us that you should shut up and stop looking at this stuff. These are the kind of things that have to happen in order for you to have freedom. There are walls in this world, Stephanie, and whether you like it or not, you want me on that wall. You need me on that wall. You can't handle the truth, right? Like, I mean, you know, the whole Jack Nicholson thing right out of you know, I wasn't trying to imitate him, but I was doing I was condensed his little speech there.
Yeah.
And you know, I believed this at one point. I believed the hero in in as A Few Good Men was Jack Nicholson at one point in my life. And, you know, it's a testimony to what an incredible actor that man is. But, you know, and now I've come to the conclusion that maybe it's the guys on the wall that are causing a lot of these problems.
Mm-hmm.
That maybe it's the way that, and not just the guys on the wall. The guys
whole
on the wall
system, not
are,
just the guys who do it.
Right, yeah. The politicians, it's, you know, the politicians tell the soldiers what to do, but if the soldiers stopped doing what the politicians told them to do, it's this really weird cycle. The
yep.
politicians actually aren't doing, you know, the act itself. The soldiers are doing the act. So who, and the politicians didn't tell them to shoot these kids, the soldiers did that. And how do you separate, you know, the actions of some soldiers from others when they say support the troops? They've got these yellow ribbons on their car. Are they talking about these troops? Because I don't support these troops.
I think
these troops are criminals.
Yeah.
And frankly, I think, you know, to lesser or greater extent, all the troops are criminals.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
they're certainly all paid for by stolen money from a lot of people who disagree with what they're doing, and some of them have participated in some serious atrocities.
Right. If I was a member of the mafia and I didn't kill anybody or do anything bad, I just kept their books or whatever.
Are you still?
Am
yeah,
I? You know, to what level am I sullied?
Yep.
And I don't know. I mean, I don't know about these things. And these are the questions that I have for myself. And you know that
what
I've been so caught up with.
What if you gave the mafia some money because they held a gun to your head?
Right.
I mean, because that's analogous to every taxpayer, right?
Indeed. But and what if you supported the mafia as they're, you know, holding a gun to your head, demanding the money that you have to give? You can be happy about giving the money that the gun's held to your head for, but that doesn't change that the hypothetical gun is there.
Mm-hmm.
If you choose not to pay the taxes that they say that you owe, that, of course, you have to go through the process of figuring these taxes out. So you know you're a indentured CPA for them doing their bookkeeping for them.
That sounds awfully glamorous.
Yeah. Well, I'm just trying to use the term. You know, they don't want to use they use these normal terms, taxpayer.
Yeah.
Everybody uses this term taxpayer. But
how about human livestock? Because that's more akin to what it actually is.
It really sort of is.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, what a slave is a person who's or serf or whatever is a person whose labor you extract a certain amount of their labor. And you give them back, you know, whatever they need for sustenance and keep a roof over their head, and you let them copulate so that they can have more people in the future to enslave.
To pay taxes, yeah.
But, you know, I mean, I've heard numbers like the average American is paying half of their income in taxes.
Yeah.
Half!
When
if
you add
half
up the
a
federal
tax slave, then, you know, if they can take half of your money, can't they take it all? And if they can take it all, aren't you a slave?
Yes.
I you know, I don't like using this terminology, and certainly I'm not a slave in the way that chattel slaves have been used in the past. No one has put a whip upon my back.
Well, they don't have to because they
it's hold a bad
the
motivator.
Threat,
for
they
one.
Hold the threat of jail above your head, and you're more productive if you think you're free.
Indeed.
Right?
Yeah. They've done studies that certain animals, depends on the type of animal, certain animals do better in bigger cages than smaller cages.
That's
and I think
true.
the human animal does better in larger cages.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I mean, you know, they try to find what's the optimum size cage that we can get. But, of course, they're also motivated from the standpoint that we need to get more productivity out of this animal. And, you know, to a lesser or greater extent, that's what they do. So I have railed and railed here, Stephanie. But you thought you had some kind of solutions for this situation. I want to give you the opportunity to talk about it.
Sure, sure. Well, real quick, when you asked this question initially, how can we deal with the psychological pain of knowing that these things are happening and there's not much we can do about it, right? I'm sure we feel kind of trapped and kind of angry. I think that's a natural
sure.
reaction too. I mean, because your need for autonomy is not met, right? You have no choice in the matter.
Right. I feel like these people with the American flag, you know, patch on their shoulder, to some extent or another, represent me.
Yeah, and you have no choice about whether you can really participate. I mean, if you want to earn any kind of a living, if you want to support your family, then you have to earn money somehow, and they're going to extract some taxes from it. And, you know, even though you're a nationally syndicated talk radio show, an anti-war activist, you really can't, you can speak out about it a lot, but you really can't directly stop what's happening,
sure.
right? Especially the things that have already happened in the past.
Right,
no
I mean, this is 2006, And you can't be everywhere all the time. You know, this is the problem Superman's got, you know, the crime that goes on where he's not.
Yeah.
He's got X-ray vision and super hearing, and so he has the ability to do things like that. All I can do is talk about the things that I feel are wrong.
Right.
But I can't tell you how many people's heads are so deep in the sand that they don't even see what's wrong with this. They don't want to look at the pictures of dead bodies of kids killed in Iraq.
Because, I don't want to look at them either. But
it's fine that you don't want to look at it. You already understand how wrong it is.
Yes.
But if they're, you know, they're not going to be... They won't be motivated. War is hell. Those people are bad. They're bad, bad, bad. We got to kill them. I know they look like humans, but they ain't really. Or whatever it is that they say to themselves, I don't know. That
yeah, but those people are just desperately trying to convince themselves of what they're saying. You do realize
they're
that.
They're pretty successful.
So yes, sometimes they are. But it's people like us speaking out that breaks through that a little bit. And, you know, when I was thinking about this question, I came up with a short list of things that we can do.
Okay. Right?
The first one is empathize with yourself and realize how you're feeling when you understand what's happening. And just give yourself a little bit of that empathy. Let yourself speak up and get those kind of feelings out.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's definitely helpful to do that. The second one is speak out. Be an activist. You know, get this message out to other people. And even though everyone may not listen to you, there are some people who will be reached, believe me. I mean,
oh,
Free
sure.
Talk Live reaches lots of people every day.
Yep.
And so you're doing a lot already on that front.
109 radio stations, 2 XM channels, we're doing pretty good as far as reaching people.
Yeah. And the third thing was stop your moral support. You know, I think you've pretty well done that.
To me, this is really the key. I don't mind if people say, well, we can do this to make the system better or that to make the system better, as long as they understand inherently that using force and coercion is wrong. Yes, I get it that we have a big messed up system that has been created through, frankly, millennia of situations, of coercive situations. I get that unrolling this Gordian knot, the peeling this onion, is not a day-long process.
Mm-hmm.
I understand that. It's what appears to be the support of the process of enslaving people, like of using them as your own personal pawns on the chessboard. They're not yours, and you should leave them alone.
Mm-hmm.
And advocating for their use is the same thing, in my opinion.
And just by you saying that, though, people are going to hear that and think about it, maybe for the first time, and they will withdraw their moral support, too.
Over
at least
time.
Some of them.
I mean, you know, it takes a while to to peel the onion in
That's
one's own mind.
That's all we can do.
Yeah. Free Talk Live, 855-453. Give us a call.
You know the U.S. dollar is devaluing. You can see it happening every day. You know a new currency will take over at some point. Wouldn't you like to be in on the ground floor? Bitcoins. They're a decentralized, anonymous internet currency. They're free to use, free to accept, and free from inflation forever. You can use them anywhere in the world, and their value seems only to be increasing. Find out more at weusecoins.org. Don't be kicking yourself in the pants in a month. Your dollars are going down. Bitcoins are going up. Weusecoins.org.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Boost Kit Essentials Nutritionally Complete Drink, providing your picky eater with essential nutrition and great taste in one drink. Visit us at kitessentials.com. To make sure your kids eat healthy, follow the 5-a-day plan. Serve 3 servings of vegetables and 2 servings of fruit daily. Remember, a serving could just mean a piece of fruit or a half cup of veggies. If your kids are picky eaters, ask a nutritionist about other sources. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.